from Barcelona, the latest from our newsletter at podnews.net. Forrester Research has predicted that podcasting will become the next $1 billion media market next year in 2020, while the IAB predicted it'll hit $1 billion in 2021, and Magna predict it'll hit $1 billion in 2022, so somebody's bound to be right. TuneIn has lost a major court case in the UK brought by two large record companies. The ruling given was that TuneIn is unlawfully linking to international radio stations that do not have UK music licenses. Under copyright law, music licenses are required in each country where content is consumed. TuneIn is currently the default podcast service for Amazon Alexa smart speakers and the default radio service for both Amazon and Google. A white nationalist, Patrick Casey, has launched a podcast on SoundCloud. Casey's the president of American Identity Movement and is believed to have been involved in the Charlottesville rally. The podcast is directly against the terms of SoundCloud's no hate speech policy. We haven't named it or linked to it. Apple TV Plus, the company's new streaming service, has a show about a podcaster. Truth Be Told airs on December the 6th. Veteran British broadcaster David Dimbleby is to host a podcast, an Audible original. The Sun King will be all about the rise of media baron Rupert Murdoch. And caution, Libsyn achieved IAB certification in August, but that doesn't mean you'll get access to those numbers. We've been alerted by a number of podcasters that basic Libsyn plans do not give access to IAB certified statistics. In September 2017, the company claimed in a blog post that all users would get more accurate download numbers, and though they may dip a little, they will, however, be IAB standard. We wonder what's changed. And in podcasts, YouTuber News, a should-be-horrible but actually is quite good YouTube show about YouTube celebrities, is launching a podcast astonishingly called YouTuber News The Podcast. It's presented by Benedict Townsend and will start on November the 5th. And that's the latest from our newsletter at podnews.net.